Nothing can exist within nature without harming something else. But we can be aware of the harm we do cause and choose to be responsible about the degree of harm we inflict upon others. A more realistic view of the nature of magic appears in a very unlikely place. A scene from the 1996 cult classic film, The Craft. In the movie, the protagonist, Sarah, enters an occult shop with her friends. She asks, somewhat suspiciously and mockingly, if the store owner is hiding black magic behind the curtain leading to a private room. The shop owner, Lirio, responds, "True magic is neither black nor white. It's both, because nature is both, loving and cruel all at the same time. The only good or bad lies within the heart of the witch. Life keeps a balance all on its own." In books addressing and exploring the taboo, forbidden, challenging, and darker aspects of witchcraft and magic, there is so much that can be taught incorrectly and irresponsibly, and that can cause real danger and harm. Any witch worth her black salt isn't one to shy away from the darker aspects of magic, whether she chooses to incorporate those aspects into her magical arsenal or not. A choice that only she can make for herself. Kate Frueler provides an honest, realistic, practical, and thoughtful approach to the aspects of witchery that are often viewed as taboo. From the lens of historical research, she showcases these different aspects of darker practices, many of which may challenge you and make you uncomfortable, as some of them did the author herself. In this book, you will find discussion on not only curses and hexes, but also the history, magical theories, and purposes of working with different bodily fluids, using animal and human remains, ritual sacrifice, necromancy, and confronting death. She addresses ethical considerations without ever coming across as preachy, and provides suggestions for ensuring that you're working from a place of respect, reverence, and personal responsibility in the most humane way possible if you choose to engage in them. What strikes me the most about Of Blood and Bones is that Frueler, unlike many others who have written about these topics before, writes from a place of inner balance and empathy. Many books that have come before on these topics come across as sociopathic, expressing that anything and everything is permitted without any repercussions or thought about others, animals, or nature. This doesn't mean that there's necessarily a threefold law, but that for every type of magical act, there is a coin to be paid, and often